Hello and welcome to episode 2 of JC Adventures podcast. I'm Cardles.
I'm Jordison.
And today is Tuesday.
For not uploading Monday.
Sorry for not uploading Monday, but somebody had a little misunderstanding with homework and how it comes first before watching or trying to double down and watch YouTube, so we didn't get to do it.
I was listening to music.
He was watching Stranger Things clips on YouTube while trying to read his book that he got from school. So the fact that he's reading and listening to music, I guess you say, there's no way you can comprehend. I'm sorry, but you're not Stephen freaking Hawking. Okay? It's not. Anyways, we're moving on.
Okay.
So this would be Monday, and it'll be Movie Monday, which we're going to talk about a movie that we've seen. Okay? And we chose Zombieland 2. And he hasn't seen Zombieland 1, but I really wanted to see Zombieland 2. I had been waiting for that movie since the first one. It was amazing. A lot of great movie references that I use here at home between me and him. And it's just awesome, you know. There's Zombie Kill of the Week, Zombie Kill of the Year, and all kinds of stuff. And there's new things that they do there that, you know, that they created that'll be movie references for those people like me that really enjoyed it. And, you know, Woody Harrelson's freaking amazing. And Jesse Eisenberg, you know, he's Jesse Eisenberg. And, yeah, it's weird to see how everybody has grown, too.
So I just thought of this, like, right now as we're speaking. I hope it's okay with my father. Is it okay if we make this an extra long episode and we also do talk about it Tuesday?
No, we'll do two of them. We'll break them up.
Okay.
So anyways, that was a conversation that totally didn't need to happen, but I guess it did, so sorry. You know, in the opening scene, they explain the new zombies, the new breeds and everything like that. They got the homers, which they are completely dumb. Like, it's those ones that, all of a sudden, you know, they're talking, they're having a conversation, and then all of a sudden they see a butterfly and they go chase it. It's those kind of zombies, which, you know, I can outrun, and I don't run for anything. Then they had a couple other ones, but the new ones, in which I really, really thought was awesome by naming them T-800s after the Terminator. Or, I'm sorry, T-2000s.
It's T-800s.
Is it T-800s?
It's T-800s. They named them after that, and then in one of the scenes, they did a bunch of Terminator references.
Yeah, okay. He's right. I don't know. We got to go see it again. I mean, it was that good that I liked it that much that I would go pay to see it again. Very rarely do I do that. If I go see a movie, I see it, and then I wait for it to come out on video. And this time, I really think I need to go see it again. It was awesome. You know, I'm a gore fan. I love the bloodier the better. The more decapitation or whatever it may be is my cup of tea. And I find it funny. It's just great, you know, kind of thing to me. It's how I guess how I was raised. And, you know, my sister scaring me and everything. And, you know, it's just, it's great.
And I'm not gonna lie, after I didn't see Zombieland 1, but from what I saw from Zombieland 2, it was pretty good, and I'm imagining that Zombieland 1 will be just as good, if not a tiny bit worse.
Whoa, kid. Whoa. You cannot make a prediction like that without even seeing the movie. Holy, I'm sorry, guys. He's 11. Give him, show him mercy, please. This kid not knowing what he do.
Anyway, my favorite character is probably, what's the kid's name?
Which one?
The guy. The good-looking one. The younger one with the shotgun.
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Columbus?
Yeah, Columbus. There we go. He's my favorite because he has an awesome shotgun. And his rules are hilarious. And he's, even though he's in a zombie survival land, he's acting as if everything's still normal with his group.
Yeah, and then he, they move into the White House, right?
Yeah, they move into the White House, and, I don't know. God, I suck at this.
Yeah. And you wanted to talk about more. Oh my gosh. This kid is killing me today. You need him for the taxes. You need him for the taxes. That's what I keep on telling myself every time he does something like this. Anyways, then they, they brought in the best thing you could ever bring in. And it was the fact that they went to Graceland. Okay, yeah, Graceland was just torn apart, but they paid reference to the king in true glory. I don't care what anybody says, he's the king. Yes, okay, he did take the music from a certain ethnicity, but that's for a later discussion, a later time. But the thing was that at that time, remember this, it was more accepted for a white man to become famous than it was an African American. And that was wrong, and it's wrong today, and it's wrong now. But again, like I said, later discussion, later time. But they had references to things that if you didn't know about the king, you did know about now. They had the TCB ring, they had the TCB glasses, the TCB necklace. And if you don't know what TCB is, oh my God, you are missing out.
Okay.
It's the name of Elvis's band, TCB, Taking Care of Business.
Then I guess I am, what did you say? Seriously, what did you say?
We're not getting into that right now. So, anyways, Woody Harrelson put on his Viva Las Vegas jumpsuit. He and then Jesse Eisenberg wore his blue suede shoes. And the cars in there that they made were awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And of course, Woody Harrelson put on his trademark number 3 on every single thing that had 4 wheels after Dale Earnhardt. And, then they had a monster truck in there, which was freaking amazing. And then they saw what they finally happened when you got bit by the zombies. And which one you actually became, which is good. Because, you know, we just assumed in the first movie, because it was only them 4, we thought. And this one they had more, and they showed what they did. And, of course, you know, what every story dictates and tells us, when you get bit by a zombie, that's what it is.
And then, okay, what was your favorite zombie besides from the T-800?
I think the adding the new zombie kill of the year and all that other stuff, new things that they added to it, that they added on for the first movie for the fans like me, where they just made something cool even better.
What's that have to do with zombies?
Well, the thing was that they tried to up each other in doing that. And zombie kill of the week or zombie kill of the month.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's your favorite zombie besides from the T-800? Like, the Homer or the other?
Oh, the Homer. Flat out reminds me of you. Just flat out reminds me of you.
Why?
We're not getting into that here.
I see how it is.
They used the president's limo, and they turned it into a just awesome, awesome. awesome car.
They added a minigun on top.
Yeah, the Gatling gun. And then he got a Twinkie stuffed animal and tied it to the front of the car, which was really, really cool, too, as well.
And then inside the White House, they had, like, a bunch of things. They even had a giant big boy stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were shooting fake arrows at it.
Yeah, the ones with the suction cups on them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And then they had a lot of Mountain Dew, so that was pretty great.
Oh, yeah, Code Red. That's, yeah. What's his name? Wichita? Is it Wichita? No.
Wait, okay, who?
Okay, there's Tallahassee, which is Woody Harrelson. Jesse Eisenberg is Columbus. Yeah. Wichita is the girls or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, Little Rock is the blonde haired girl, and then Wichita is Emma Stone.
Yeah, so Wichita is Columbus's girlfriend and
now fiance.
Yes, and Little Rock is
Tallahassee. If you haven't seen the movie by now and we're doing spoiler alerts, you should be ashamed, because we saw it in our cheap theater that we have here, the discount theater. It's like $3. If you haven't seen it by now, sorry, our bad.
And Little Rock is Tallahassee's daughter.
Adopted daughter.
Yeah, adopted daughter. And then there's a new character introduced where Columbus has a one-night stand with. A one-afternoon stand, I should say.
Yeah, no, she's annoying. She is the epitome of everything right now that's wrong with social media. Everybody just trying to get attention and just...
She's like a worse Homer. We'll put it that way. And Tallahassee had one of the best lines for her.
I would rather hear my son eat a bag of chips than listen to her talk for another hour.
And Tallahassee said one of the best lines, which was, "The only reason why she's still alive, zombies like Brandon. She don't got one." And that was one of the funniest lines of the whole movie.
Yeah. And, let's see. What else was the movie?
They had picked her up from the mall because she was living there in Tallahassee in Columbus.
Where was she living in the mall, though? What part?
She was living in a fridge.
Yes.
And I forgot what I think it was on it, though. I don't know, one of the floors. And I just want to point out, Columbus and Tallahassee were on Segways.
Yeah, the mall say. And they called each other Paul Blart. That was awesome.
Yeah. And then picked her up. And then on the car ride, Wichita gave the girl... Okay, what should we call the girl?
She wore all pink, so we'll call her Pinky.
Alright, Pinky. So Wichita gave Pinky some nuts, and she had a nut allergy, which we didn't know about. They thought that she was turning into a zombie, so they left her in the woods.
Oh, and she had a peanut allergy.
Yeah. And then Columbus had to go shoot her in the head, but he shot above her head. And then after a while, they left. And then they see her on the road in an ice cream truck. And then she comes back, which no one wanted.
Oh, yeah. And, Columbus is still afraid of clowns, so he sees an ice cream truck with a clown on the back driving. He's like, "Oh no, oh my god," he starts freaking out, and it ends up being her. And I was like, "Oh man, I wish it was a clown."
And then after that, they drive to Babylon.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
And then that scene was...
Okay, well, Babylon is supposed to be this utopia for the zombie apocalypse, where you go there and
everything's all peace, and they melt your freaking guns.
Yeah, they take it, they melt your guns into a peace logo, and then they put it around your neck as a symbol of being peaceful. And you know, they spoke a bunch of recreational stuff there.
And the only reason why they went there is because Little Rock escaped with the guy. Ran away with the guy with like he had a huge bag of weed.
Recreational drugs. Sorry, kids. He knows, but we're trying to keep this as family oriented as possible. But either way, you know, if you get to see it with your parents and they understand that this is just a fake movie and, you know. Anyways, so.
Okay, so they went to Babylon because he had told her about it. He was like, blah, 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 let's go there. They went there, and then when they got there, they found Little Rock, and Tallahassee had realized that she had finally grown up from and left the nest of him. And then he left, but, plot twist, as he was leaving, a whole horde of T-800s went to Babylon, and he turned that truck around, and he went to go warn everyone, and they made a battle plan, and they almost died. But in the Elvis scene, there was a girl that, like, loved Elvis, and she was living there with Tallahassee 2.0 and Columbus 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tallahassee and Columbus were the ones that got bitten by the T-800s, so they had to fight those. And the girl that had survived came with a monster truck that they called the Monster, I think? Something?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a while. And then after that, she saved them, and then all the people that were still up there, they had, like, metal boards, and they were, like, blocking those soldiers and the zombies, and what? Tallahassee ended up doing, like, an awesome hero. Do you want to explain this part, since he's your favorite?
No, go ahead.
He had, so there was a zip line leading down, and he had just stayed on there while all the T-800s fell to their deaths. And then, at the very end, they had gotten all the T-800s off. And then, as he was coming back, a Homer was running through. And he ended up just, like, completely falling off.
Committing suicide.
No. Two T-800s had grabbed onto Tallahassee's leg. And then a Homer knocked them off.
Yeah.
And then they saved him.
And then they brought him back in. You know, they were all doing this, like, chain of people and all this other stuff. Little Rock had hit a gun that he had given her in the White House. That it was a gun that was given from the king to Ronald Reagan. And it was like this silver decked out.
Expensive gun.
Well, my favorite looking gun. Or favorite gun, 1911. Handgun. And she snuck it in. She had it. And she ended up shooting the two T-800s with it. And then they were all hugging and laughing and having this, like, great old time. And then all of a sudden, this Homer comes up. And they're like, oh, and they stop, and they're about to kill it. And they're like, no, Homer, Homer, Homer. And then they just move out of the way, and they let him run off the cliff.
And then after that, the credits, Wichita accepts Columbus's wedding proposal. And they become married. And then
they become engaged, not married.
They become engaged. And then,
yeah, it's really, and then they decided to all stay together as one big family and everything. But as they're leaving in the most gorgeous car ever, the Fleetwood Mac pink Cadillac that Elvis is known for. And they're like, hey, where are we going to go? We're going to go home. And it was the most beautiful thing. And they're like, we are home. Home is where your family is. It's not a place. It's not a roof. It's not four walls and a roof. Home is your family. It is the people like me and Jordison. This is home. It's me and him. If we were in my car, we would be at home. If we were out in the park playing, we would be home. Home is a person. It's a place. It's not a material.
But there's an end credit scene where,
oh yeah, they show Bill Murray.
Yeah, they show Bill Murray, and I guess, or I don't know who.
Yeah, at the beginning of the zombie apocalypse, they show him, and he just goes just berserker on all of the zombies that are turning over there, and they're like,
I think
he famous kills, reporters and stuff. No, he doesn't.
No, I think I'm not saying. I think that he kills like 6 or 7 zombies.
Yeah.
And He's acting like he's done that before. I was just like, oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
killing him with the sandwich trays and everything. It was just classic Bill Murray, because he's just all nonchalant about it, and he's just acting like it's just another day in the neighborhood of killing zombies. And he doesn't do zombie movies. He does comedy. But he's such a just brilliant man.
And then at the very end, he's choking up a hairball.
Because he's also the voice of Garfield. That's sort of the play on it. So.
And then actually there was a poster for Garfield 3. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, but that was make fun of.
Yeah.
It never came out because the world had ended, and thank God. So
it would have been funny if it had come out, then Columbus was watching it in the White House.
No.
That would have been funny, though.
No, it wouldn't. All right, guys. So that's episode 2. We will be back shortly with Talk About It Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Today was Movie Monday.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. This we're doing for fun, you know, and just trying to make life worth it and trying to make it happy. And this is happiness to us. And when you're happy, you don't work a day in your life. You don't work a minute in your life. And this is something great. And me and my son just talking. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See ya.